The Tamar River is probably one of the best salmon rivers in England. It's oxygen rich, fast flowing, which gives us a good game river, which is good for the sea trout, the salmon, grayling and brown trout, because it's good oxygen, clean water, and we've got good gravels on the Eyre reaches from the spawning. So it's ideal for that. Mink, otters, voles, all the ducks, sand martins, they all live along the riverbank and they need that body of water and the trees for them to survive. Early 1800s, poaching was a big problem even in those days. The lessee of the weir, finding the numbers of fish decreasing, salmon numbers decreasing, only caught 300, he took a gang of men up to the higher reaches of Oldsworthy and attacked, it says in the history books, viciously attacked the poachers. I mean, we have to take into account they probably killed a few of them. I mean, back in those days, life was to a penny. So by 1850 again, with the mines opening up, them great consoles opening up, and the weirs and the mundick and the copper killing the fish, and the poaching had started off again in great numbers, the salmon, poor old salmon, was in that much of a decline. By the end of the 1800s, there was hardly any salmon seen or caught. And that is one of the reasons why the Duke of Bedford had the hatchery built and built the croys in the river and did all the work he did, employed the bailiffs, brought the eggs down, hatched them and stocked the rivers. And unfortunately, people look on poacher as being the old-fashioned gentleman in the village who took one for the pot. Unfortunately, in this day and age, it's not like that, and it's a lot of it's greed. Salmon, not so much now, but back in the 80s, was worth quite a lot of money, and people did it just for money. My father-in-law was Horace Adams. He was a water bailiff, hatchery keeper, water bailiff at Ensley. The hatchery was built in 1899, end of the 1800s, by the Duke of Bedford to improve the salmon fishing in the river, back in the days when they used to feed them on minced rabbit and maggots and stuff like that. And they reared thousands and thousands of baby salmon to put into the rivers, trout and different crossbreeds of trout for the ponds at Ensley. And he was a master fisherman.